The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, an independent review into Ireland's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic was broadcast live for the first time this morning. And our chief reporter, Barry White, followed the roundtable discussion. Good evening to you, Barry. Did we learn anything new today? What did we hear?
Good afternoon, Ciara. Yeah, I think we did learn something new. I think there was a clear acknowledgement from several international experts that Ireland could have handled parts of the pandemic better. Today's roundtable included contributors and public health experts from Ireland, the UK, Sweden and the World Health Organization. Sligo-born Dr. Mark Ryan, who most of our listeners will know, he is a familiar face and he led the WHO's emergencies programme during COVID-19. Now, he said authorities didn't trust communities enough to manage their own risk. And he also warned future pandemic planning could become too focused on technology rather than people.
That issue of empowerment and people managing their own risk is something we had tried to do. The idea of getting across to people that no one externally can, people, we can inform people of their risks in general, but people manage their own risk. They decide how many times a day they go to the shop. They decide if they get on public transport. They decide if they go to work. All of those are decisions that would increase or decrease your risk of exposure. And we didn't trust communities enough at times to make those decisions. And I can understand why, because health systems were coming under huge pressure. And this, that delay in the initial reaction meant that people were playing catch up. I said, we don't have time to do all this trust stuff. We need to just lock this down now. And that's the kind of thing you do in your own house, in your own family, with your own kids, with, you know, when there's no time, we're late, everyone in the car, you know, it's kind of, there's no democracy in that. So the further you are behind the curve, the more you need to take that approach.
Okay, that's really interesting, Barry. So more trust in communities. Is that effectively an admission that lockdowns here were too severe?
In part, Ciara, yes, I think it is. And look, the public health expert from Scotland and the UK was very open today in saying that lockdowns were certainly too harsh. There, we'll come to that shortly. But from the outset, it was stressed this review today is not about assigning blame. It's about identifying lessons. The panel is examining how Ireland planned for and managed the pandemic, how the health system responded and how government handled risk, with the aim of improving preparedness for future crises. But still, there was strong criticism today. Professor Ivan Perry from University College Cork, he said Ireland underperformed despite being well positioned to respond. Well, Professor Mary Codd, who led one of the HSE's major testing and tracing centres, she said the state systems were quickly overwhelmed.
We were wholly unprepared to undertake any aspect of contact tracing. The existing public health workforce was quickly overwhelmed, even with the help of army cadets who were brought in and trained to do very basic contact tracing. And it was quickly overwhelmed in the very first half of March of 2020, which is why by St. Patrick's Day, and we had just gone into lockdown, the academic public health centres were asked to engage. There was no infrastructure in terms of IT. In the space of 1 week, a customer relationship management system was commissioned. It was totally unfit for purpose. What it was a customer management system. And the modifications to that to be suitable for the deposit of test results from the testing centers took place in real time. It delayed everything. It was incredibly time consuming. It was cumbersome.
Okay, and that was Dr. Mary Codd there. Barry, the panel also heard from the man who led Scotland's COVID response. What did he have to say?
Yeah, Professor Mark Woolhouse of the University of Edinburgh said Scotland and the wider UK did not act quickly enough. He also argued lockdowns there were too harsh and lasted too long. Now, I think it must be noted, lockdowns here came in much sooner than they did in the UK. I remember at Christmas in 2020 here, I was going home to the north. Everything in Dublin was closed, restaurants, pubs, but yet I was going up home across the border and everything was opened. So lockdown came in here quicker, but it also lasted longer here. But nevertheless, in saying that, Professor Woolhouse today said he believes Scotland's lockdowns were still too harsh. And notably, he said schools in Scotland did not ever need to close.
The rhetoric was great, but in practice, the response was absolutely dominated by public health. There was scant regard for wider societal harms. They were essentially treated as secondary concern. And the result of that was overly harsh and prolonged lockdowns, the unnecessary closing of schools. I do underline unnecessary. We didn't need to do that, but we did it.
Our advisory group held Zoom meetings with the Scottish Cabinet, with the First Minister and the entire Scottish Cabinet. On one of those, I was asked to brief them about reopening schools. This is in the summer of 2020. They were thinking of reopening schools in August. And I had to communicate to them some understanding of the risks to the children of doing this. So I said, we've done some research on that. It was a difficult thing to estimate precisely because it was so low. But our best guess was the chance of a child going to school in Scotland and dying from COVID that they caught at the school was roughly equivalent to that child being struck by lightning in the playground. And what was so striking, because it was Zoom, you could see, this is the cabinet, the government cabinet, you could see their faces, just the jaws dropped. This was simply not their understanding of the risks.
And we will be speaking to Professor Mark Woolhouse Barry a little bit later on the hard shoulder here about all of this. Finally, based on what we heard today, do we know whether Ireland has learnt the lessons and whether or not we're ready for another pandemic should it happen soon?
Well, Ciara, we often hear from government politicians that lessons have been learned after major crises. However, listening to these experts at this review today, I do not think lessons have been learned from COVID-19 and the country's response and preparedness for any future pandemic. And today the panel heard a stark warning from public health expert Professor Anthony Staines, who said Ireland is absolutely not prepared for another pandemic.
The question of what happens when there's another pandemic? Are we ready? And the answer to that is absolutely not. We are not ready. We haven't learned from everything that went on in COVID. And remember that before that, the last human pandemic that affected this country was in 1969, which is neither today nor yesterday. But there is good evidence that pandemics are likely to become more frequent. So if we are to cope with another pandemic, we need to do a great deal of work on the public health workforce, on information systems, on laboratory systems. One of the things we discovered in the course of this was that CIDR had a weekly limit on how many cases you could put in. This is not the kind of thing you want to discover in the middle of a pandemic. And it's clearly insane.
That was Professor Anthony Staines there. And thank you to our chief reporter, Barry White, who attended that round table meeting earlier of those experts discussing both, I suppose, our response to COVID and indeed our preparedness, Shane, for the future. I have to say, I know lots of people just want to move on and lots of people are maybe sick of talking about COVID. They'd really rather forget it ever happened. And I understand that because it was an absolutely miserable time. But I, for one, am really, really glad to see this happen because particularly Professor Mark Woolhouse, who we heard there speaking at the round table with Barry, but we will also speak to later on in the programme. He said today that our response, which was actually, he's criticising the severity of the response in Scotland, and ours was more severe. He said our response was absolutely dominated by public health and there was scant regard for wider societal harms. And that would be completely my view, Shane, that we are living with not the legacy of COVID to this day, but we are still living with the legacy of lockdowns. We are living with people who are traumatised because they weren't allowed to see their loved ones when they were dying. We're living with children who no longer will attend school with any regularity because that relationship unravelled. And we've heard today that schools didn't need to close at all, not even briefly, at all, we've heard. And indeed, we've seen increased antisocial behaviour on our streets, all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. They are not from COVID. They are from lockdowns. And we've paid no mind to the mental health effects or the societal effects on our young people in particular of doing what we did.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember being on News Talk Breakfast in May 2020 and interviewing the former state epidemiologist for Sweden who was advising the Swedish government at the time. I think his name was Johan Giesecke. And he was saying at the time, he said, serial lockdowns are not a good idea. It's destroying the fabric of society. It's destroying your economy. And I remember saying to him at the time, but I said, but like, it'll save lives, will it not? And he said, I guarantee you at the end of this whole process, first of all, he said, everybody will get the virus, which is true. Everybody.
Completely. How many times have we had it? Multiple.
I've had it six times, yeah, I think, at loads. This stage. But he also said, I guarantee you by the end of the whole process, by the time it's not a serious risk anymore, Ireland's death toll will be no lower than Sweden's.
Yeah.
And I was very taken by the time. I do wonder, Ciara, was some of it because we are such a small society? Was that a factor in? Is it harder in a small country to make decisions which are seen ostensibly as tougher decisions than if you're in a larger society?
Maybe.
Is it harder?
There's more of connectivity between.
Is it
us
harder
all?
To tell teachers to go back to school in a small country than it is, say, in a larger country? I just wonder.
I don't
about
have
that.
An answer for that, but
I don't either. I'm just asking the question.
To me, we got loads of things wrong. We'll hear, as I say, from Professor Mark Woolhouse a little bit later on, and he says, if you are 70 years of age, you are 10,000 times more at risk of problems from COVID than you are at 15. And we treated 15-year-olds exactly like 70-year-olds. We locked them down. We destroyed their lives for years. For what? And bear in mind all the things. Do you remember Leo Varadkar started to push back and ended up having to apologise to Neffet?
Yeah.
Because he had criticised
them. And that was the mood at the time?
Absolutely. Or do you remember? I think the things that we choose to forget. Do you remember a Dr. Martin Feely who was forced to resign because he criticised lockdowns at the time? He described the daily reading of the death numbers and the case numbers on RTE as a deliberate, unforgivable terrorising of the population. I think time has proved all those things to be true. That would be my view on it. And to me, our young people are still paying the price. And I wonder for what, because I think we genuinely got it wrong. I think we were controlled by fear. And I remember arguing, I thought I was totally on board for the first lockdown, but I thought I was on board for longer. I got a Facebook memory recently and it was June 2020. So it was 3 months in and I was already on News Talk Breakfast going, get us out of here. This cannot be allowed to stay like this. This is bad for us all. We are shredding society.
There was also a lot of people who were zero COVIDers at the time.
Oh, do you remember the zero COVIDers? Where are they now?
To follow the New Zealand example.
Oh yeah, I remember them. Many of whom remain eminent scientists despite the fact that they never followed the science.
In the interest of balance, I do have to point out our death rate here from COVID was a lot lower than north of the border and a lot lower than the UK.
But we had a spike in delayed diagnosis deaths the following year after we came out of lockdown.
Yeah, but overall, ours is quite a bit lower than Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Still living with other forms of harm, Shane.
Oh, sorry, I'm not disputing that. The Swedish model was to trust people to do the right thing and leave it more to communities.
Speaking of trust, do you remember when Neffet came out and said we didn't have antigen tests about a year after
that
everybody
was just
else?
Madness, wasn't it?
Everybody else in Europe was allowed to go places by using antigen tests. Do you remember this? But we weren't allowed. And do you know why we weren't allowed? I remember a member of Neffet saying that we weren't allowed because they could be corrupted with butter, as if the people of Ireland who had done so much heavy lifting in terms of what we did and in terms of our response to COVID and how compliant and we were far more compliant than many places, we were going to corrupt our antigens with butter. I remember being so insulted. I was incandescent, which I occasionally am.
Yeah. Okay. Let us know what you think.
Love to know what people think about that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.